Fruit and Vegetable Processor SPC has decided to make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for all its workers and visitors in a first for corporate Australia. SPC has given its staff and contractors 6 weeks to get their first jab if they want to come to work. With more, I'm joined by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, you've been speaking with the chief executive of SPC. What have they had to say?
Well, Sally, SPC is probably best known in households for its canned fruit, vegetables, things like baked beans in a tin. But when it comes to supply chain disruptions we've been seeing during the pandemic, it really is an essential service. That's why SPC is telling its workers or anyone visiting canneries, including contractors, that they won't be allowed in unless they get their first jab in 6 weeks. That's not just the canneries, including the main one at Shepparton in central Victoria, but also SP's administrative workplaces. Now, other companies like Qantas, Westpac and the Commonwealth Bank and supermarket chains are offering vaccinations and time off, but SPC is setting a precedent in corporate Australia by making those vaccinations mandatory, so potential legal and industrial issues. But SPC's Chief Executive Robert Giles told me Australia needs to rapidly get on the front foot, and he agrees mandatory jabs at SPC could be a test case.
Look, I agree. It's a big decision, but it's something that we quite quickly came to terms with. We needed to do. We need to keep our employees safe, and we need to keep an essential service like producing food going.
Where do you stand on the legal front in doing this? Did you have to take that sort of advice before making vaccinations mandatory?
We'll obviously have to work through any legalities, but we think we'll get good support from our staff who also want to be able to turn up to work in a safe environment. And we've given them a good timeline to be able to do it. We've given them support in terms of time to take to have the injection. If there's any adverse reactions, we'll give them extra special leave to support them there. So we're really focused on making sure the employees are safe and keeping that food moving.
Two of the big banks are the Commonwealth Bank and Westpac are providing vaccinations, but they're making them voluntary. Do you think that the mandatory factor sends the wrong message to staff that they have to do this or they won't go to work and they won't be paid?
Well, we hope not. We want to make sure that we support the staff, and that's why we've taken extra messages steps in it. But we also think it's the right thing to do, and we have to protect them and to get this moving. We're a science-based company. We believe in the science that we need to get vaccinated to get everybody back to work and this country moving again. And we're taking a leadership role in that.
Given that you want to make these vaccinations mandatory, are you seeing this as a test case in corporate Australia?
We hope that other like food companies will also take up this a little bit more and get on board with us as well. So a test case from that point of view.
That's Robert Giles, the Chief Executive of SPC. And Peter Ryan, what's been the reaction from unions?
Well, Sally, the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union supports the general push to vaccinate, but says SPC has failed to properly consult over the demand to make the jabs mandatory. The AMWU says SPC's planned timeline for workers to be vaccinated is unrealistic, that they'd have to be booked in by September, vaccinated by November. And the statement from the AMWU also gets political and says food workers shouldn't be forced to bear the brunt of the Morrison government's failed vaccine rollout.
Peter, thanks very much. That's Peter Ryan there taking us through what's happening at SPC.